I'll just switch over to this one. Does that work? Yeah? All right. Sorry about that. Thanks for your patience. Welcome back to the North Castle, everyone. Thank you, Uncle Bill, for reading today's scripture and reminding us and teaching us more about the story of David and Goliath. Back then, it was common for armies to choose one representative to fight each other. A win for that one person meant a win for the whole army. Now, the Philistines were pretty confident. They had a giant of a man in Goliath, who was stronger than just about anyone. So the Israelites were rightfully scared. Yet along came a little boy named David, a little shepherd boy, and he was willing. Goliath was insulting him and the other Israelites, but more upsetting, Goliath was insulting God. So when David went into battle, he knew that the Lord would be with him. No armor that King Saul could give him was necessary. God's armor was all that he needed. Now, a breastplate was an important piece of armor back then. The weapons that they used were swords and spears and arrows. So a breastplate would help protect people's hearts and vital organs from getting hurt during a battle. King Saul tried to put his breastplate on David, and it didn't fit. And it wasn't necessary because David knew that he had God's breastplate of justice. Justice involves making things right. You've probably heard that word a lot lately, as people are standing up for the rights and equality of all people. As followers of Christ, we should have a heart for justice. When we encounter people who are lonely or hurting, people who aren't being treated fairly, or we learn of people lacking the basic needs that they need, our hearts should inspire us to act. Our castle call out this week is about justice. And we have the Lazo family to help us learn our castle call out this week.